Blog Talk Radio.
And good Friday morning. We have reached the weekend. Jeff Ford's back in the BTR studios. A lot going on last night. Plenty to talk about today. We've got some baseball. We've got some hockey, some basketball, even a little bit of college football to be thrown in there for good measure. We will start in the association. The long anticipated NBA finals going on last night. Game one. This one was everything we hoped it would be, quite frankly. Let's just be honest. Everything we hoped it would be, unless you're a Cavs fan. Golden State gets this thing 113-91. And I said yesterday, this guy needs to break out. This guy has not had and saying non-existent is probably a little too harsh, but he's been very, very quiet. Kevin Durant goes off last night. OFF off. 38 points for KD last night. Had a little encounter with one Rihanna on the sideline last night. That's a story for a little bit later in the show because, wow, what – oh, man. Only in the NBA can you get a argument between a elite player and Rihanna. But KD absolutely just destroyed it last night. Again, 38 for him, 28 for Steph Curry in the game. Those two were actually the only ones in double figures last night for the Warriors, but it was plenty as they get by the Cavs 113-91. On the other side of the ledger, they, of course, were led by LeBron James, 28 points for him, 8 of those coming from the charity stripe. He also added 15 boards, a nice double-double, finished 2 assists shy of the triple-double, 28, 15, and 8. For LeBron in this game. 24 points coming from Kyrie Irving in this game. 10 of 22 from the field. 3 of 4 from beyond the arc. And again, they get the they take the loss, however, 113-91. Game 2 coming up on Sunday, the rematch for these two. And if it's even half as good as last night, this series is going to be fun. This series is going to be entertaining. This series is going to be everything that we hoped it would be. But again, Golden State gets game one, 113-91. And we spoke a little bit ago of the Rihanna incident. Man, only in the NBA, only the script writers in the NBA would come up with this. Last night, in early on in the game, Kevin Durant, who was on a heat check last night, he was hot last night. All of a sudden, he misses a shot. And from the crowd, you hear someone yell, "Brick!" And they show a crowd shot. Rihanna is standing courtside. Rihanna, apparently a Cavs fan, was heckling KD the rest of the night. Well, a little bit later on in the game, it kind of been forgotten. Next thing you know, Kevin Durant hits a very nice three-pointer. It was a stroke three-pointer. And as he runs down the court, there's no really way around it. He was just staring at Rihanna, just kind of bird-dogging Rihanna the entire time. It was classic, and it was great. Only the NBA would come up with something like that. But again, Golden State does get game one, 113-91. Some college football news, this coming from the local scene down in Manhattan, Kansas. It's been a strange couple of weeks in Manhattan. This one involving a recruiting issue, or a transfer issue in the Kansas State program. Wide receiver Corey Sutton was, for all intents and purposes, it looked like he was going to be the second, maybe even third string wide receiver for the Wildcats this year. He had asked for his unconditional release, conditional release, had applied for that, a sophomore from Charlotte, North Carolina, asked for his release, gave the school, the football program, I should say, 35 schools as potential landing spots. None of them were Big 12 schools. None of them were potential opponents, upcoming opponents, I should say, for the Kansas State Wildcats. But according to Sutton, Coach Bill Snyder denied every option of him. And when asked, adults too, anybody, can we stop going to Twitter? Can we stop going to Twitter and airing our grievances? This is where the young kid really screwed up. I'm behind Bill Snyder on this one. Sutton, after being denied, heads to Twitter and rants a series of tweets that were just not good and not going to bode well for him, not just Kansas State, but further on. One of them being, can you stop being a slave master and give me my release? Well, when Bill Snyder was asked about this at a booster event last night, he said it doesn't make sense to try not to prevent it when asked about Sutton leaving the school. If you're a number two, you probably want to be a number one. If you have the option to leave, you have 22 number twos on your team leaving. You don't have much of a team left. Snyder trying to kind of maintain his own team, and he has full rights to do this. If he wants to keep a player, he has full right to do that. Sutton did play last year for the Wildcats, 10 games. I think he caught four passes in those 10 games. And looks like he will enter the 2017 season as the second, maybe even third string wide receiver behind a new transfer, Carlos Strickland, coming over from Cal. He is a sophomore, so potentially Sutton could be a third string going into the spring practices going into 2017. Snyder, when asked exactly what he wants to do with Sutton, he said there are things that he wants to do, wants the Kansas State program to do. Sutton, who has tested positive twice for drug use while at Kansas State, said he wants to keep him there, wants to basically keep the Kansas State mold on him and maybe turn him into a better player. And we've seen Snyder do that hundreds of times. We've seen Snyder, and we've seen players. We've heard players say, Coach Snyder made me a better guy. And, you know, I don't blame Coach Snyder. I really don't. I can see that there's a fine line where you can see both sides. Get the guy out of there. If he doesn't want to be there, he's not going to play like he wants to be there. And if on the Sutton side, yeah, if you want to go somewhere else and they're not allowing you to, that's pretty messed up. That's, you know, you want to go to education, but you want to play football where you want to play football. And I don't know, this thing is going to continue for a long time, I believe. A lot of things going on right now in Manhattan with one Bill Snyder. All right, let's talk a little bit of weekend action. A lot going on. Of course, as we said earlier, that NBA final going on Sunday. A lot more to talk about, though, however. And it starts tonight with the Kansas City Royals. They take on the Cleveland Indians, first of a three-game set tonight for the Royals and Tribe. Josh Tomlin going to the hill for the Indians tonight, 3-6 with a 5.79 ERA. Tomlin has not been all that good this year, but does come off a very nice performance in his last game against the Royals last Sunday. And remember, these two teams just met up just a few days ago. Actually, this pitching matchup happened just a few days ago. Tomlin was good in his last outing, gave up one run on six hits, three strikeouts against the Royals in his last outing against Kansas City. On the opposite side, it is Jason Vargas, the Rock, going to take the ball tonight for Kansas City. He also took on the Indians last week. In two-thirds inning, gave up two runs on nine hits. The Royals did get the victory, however, in that matchup. Two guys that are no stranger to one another and no stranger to batters. You know, I always like to take a look at the box score in previous matchups. The worry of me for tonight, six home runs have been hit off of Jason Vargas by Cleveland batters. In career, six home runs have been hit. Michael Brantley has one. Edwin Encarnacion has one. Only five. Jason Kipnis and Francisco Lindor also have a home run apiece. Jason Kipnis leads all Indian hitters. He has six ribbies in 29 ABs against Vargas. On the opposite side, a lot of ABs as well and a lot of home runs, leading the team in home runs against Josh Tomlin, Eric Hosmer with two, as well as Mike Moustakas with two. Moose actually leads all hitters against Tomlin with RBI with six. So we might see a lot of offense in this weekend. But again, tonight, Vargas versus Tomlin over the weekend. Tomorrow, it is Jason Hamill going to the mound, 1-6 with a 6.18 ERA. This is the low spot in the rotation. Jason Hamill has just not been good this year. Carlos Carrasco going for the Indians on Saturday. He is 5-2. 2.89 ERA, and the coming off of a just terrific outing in his first and only appearance for the Kansas City Royals, Eric Skoglund. He fired the pill amazingly against the Tigers on Tuesday. He comes back and will take on the Tribe on Sunday. Those all going on over the evening, Saturday and Sunday, or Friday and Saturday will be evening games, and then Sunday will be that 1:15 start. So 2 7:15s and a 1:15 coming up over the weekend. Royals and Indians this weekend at the K, three games going on, and they will be tightly contested. When these two teams get together, a lot of offense and a lot of interesting battle will go on. Again, Indians and Royals, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for a three-game set. The Royals right now just trying to get back in this division. They can do that if they get a nice win, a couple of nice wins this weekend over the Tribe. Remember, Cleveland leading the division right now, so Kansas City can close that gap very, very quickly if they can beat the Tribe at least two out of three, if not sweep the series, they can get very, very close to the top of the division again and kind of maybe put us at ease a little bit that they haven't made any trades. If they get some games this weekend, they could be right back in the thick of things despite being 8 games under .500 right now. One more game to talk about in hockey. It will be this weekend. Stanley Cup Game 2 will be on Saturday. That puck drop will be seen on NBC between the Predators and Pittsburgh. That one will be on Saturday night at 7 on NBC Sports Network, as we will find the Penguins and Predators Game 2. I remember Pittsburgh up now 1-0 in that series after the victory in Game 1 just a couple of days ago. So plenty to watch this weekend. Baseball galore, basketball on Sunday, and hockey on Saturday. So plenty to watch this weekend in the world. I'll be back on Monday, try to break it all down. Hopefully we're talking about a couple of Royals wins, a great game in Game 2 of both the Stanley Cup and NBA Finals. I will be back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.